Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Much for joining us on this May 1st, 2015 global transmission. It is May Day, the occultic high holy day that was then adopted by the Illuminati in the 1770s and then later by the Marxist and Communist. And coming up at the bottom of the second hour, I'm going to take a few minutes out to break down the history of May Day for folks out there. In the meantime, obviously there have been giant developments on the Baltimore Freddie Gray situation. Separating out Freddie Gray, separating out militarization of police, separating out the thugification of the country in general. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, cop, non-cop. Separating all that out. This story is being pushed by the controlled media and the bad guys to cause destabilization in this country. People say, well, what are you going to do about the cops? I'm the guy that made four films and wrote a book and is known as Mr. Anti-Police State. I'm against the police state. That doesn't mean I'm against the police because I understand the State Department Memorandum 7277. That's been out since 1962, the UN UNESCO General and Complete Plan for Total Disarmament of the people, then the states and the police, then the feds, with only the UN being armed. And you can search Memorandum 7277, you can click Google Images, you can find the entire original manual, you can read the text of it. It's a big deal. And to understand what's happening, you have to get the facts that they use civil wars that the globalist stage in Libya or Syria or Ukraine or countless other places to then bring in the globalist forces and the IMF World Bank bailout, where they're there as saviors, not as occupiers. That's how it's sold after long periods of civil unrest. And again, if you just Google State Department Memorandum 7277, you can click on up in the upper corner there, the blue version. That is the original version right there. And they've got the entire scans online for folks that want to read it. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. This is official policy. You see right down there in the images, guys, where it shows the UN helmets? See the helmets there underneath the UN symbol? There's a block of... right there, see? And it goes through. The U.S. has its troops phased out. Russia has theirs phased out. Every other power has their troops phased down, including their police. And then the peacekeeping machinery, the U.N. forces, their helmets get bigger. They build up while we build down, to use the Orwellian Pentagon term for reducing the military. So the old-timers saw this, heard all this, went crazy, warned everybody. We've held it back a long time, but it's now here. And Michael Moore is gone public. We have video of it. It's up on Infowars.com. I told you this was coming last week and yesterday. Word for word, I told you, Michael Moore and George Soros and others and the feds and Michelle Obama and this mayor that ordered the stand down of the police so things would get out of hand. Michael Moore calls for full disarmament of the police once prisons clear. Just release all the criminals and take all the guns from everybody but the federal government. Told you that was coming. And after the Civil War, they're going to try to pass it.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
You want the news behind the news, the story behind the story? You want facts? You want historical context? You want documentation? You want an open bias to tell the truth and not back down? An open bias to defend every basic human liberty viciously in the face of out-of-control tyranny? Well, you found the right place. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Ja'Kari Jackson is our only guest today, joining us from Baltimore, Maryland, in the aftermath of huge new developments, along with Joe Biggs. I had some other guests, but we have moved them to next week because there is just so much to cover. Before I go any further, all the pieces have clicked together. The battle plan, the globalist destabilization program, all of it is exactly as we basically predicted. The problem is I have gone into false flag, I've gone into federalization, globalization, I've gone into Hegelian dialectics, I've gone into the admitted stand down of the police under orders, which is now official and admitted, so things will get out of hand. I've explained the plan to destabilize the country, but I want to go specifically to the document itself here. Then we're going to open the phones up. 7277, State Department Memorandum and Public Law 7277. You can go to Scribbs. You can go anywhere. I'm posting the whole document with the scans, the original document that was not passed by Congress but was implemented by the bureaucracy under the UN treaty with UNESCO. 1961 became public law via executive action, 1962. Freedom from war, the United States program for general and complete disarmament in a peaceful world. Department of State, Disarmament Series 5. Office of Public Services, Bureau of Public Affairs. In it, they have the graphs that show the U.S. military being phased out, every other world army being phased down to zero, and a giant U.N. global peacekeeper force based in The Hague taking conscripts from every country, from every district. No, I didn't get this from the Hunger Games. The Hunger Games got it from this. The white uniforms, everything. It is right out of Star Wars. Because this is all art imitating life, the big empire. And the United Nations said on July 7, 2000, that they wanted to have the Office of UNIDIR, the Small Arms Disarmament Bureau, move to have the complete abolition of civilian ownership of firearms because civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's an exact quote. Civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. It's a very true statement except for one word, legitimate. There's nothing legitimate about a power monopoly unless you want to live in North Korea or Nazi Germany or Maoist China or Soviet Russia. Now, I said, and I just got chills, and I don't just say that as an effect. I mean, I get chills when we talk about this because it's all happening. I said yesterday, and I said the day before, and I said 2 weeks ago before I left town for 5 days, that you would then hear the White House and Michael Moore call for the complete disarmament of local police departments unless they go under total federal control. This is the 7277 plan. First, they disarm the people. Then they disarm the police, the state police, the local police, except for special paramilitary special event police that are the new Praetorian Guard. And then they serve under the UN. That's why Austin police, D.C. police, New York police are all in these international exchange programs. Sound reasonable on the surface, but they're all being unified into one global standardized command. All in 7277 and subsequent meetings and events. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's done as a process. You don't wake up and it's martial law. You don't one day it suddenly everything's changed. It's done incrementally. So they can always say, where's the NSA spying? Where's the open borders? Where's the gun confiscation? Well, you notice a lot of that's already happened. But it's not really announced. Sure, it's buried in the paper. The border's gone. The illegals can come in. Everything is paid for. Vouchers. Sure, they're taking the vets' guns right now, and in a bunch of states, they're taking people's guns outside of law. Sure, they're disappearing some people. Sure, some drone strikes have killed some U.S. citizens. Sure, the NSA spy on everything, but they just kind of phase it in. Well, Michael Moore has now come out, and News 12 is reporting on it. Bloomberg is also carrying it. Michael Moore calls for full disarmament of police once prisons empty. And again, he should have said of nonviolent marijuana offenders that fill it up so they can't keep the violence. I mean, it would be a disaster if they release the hardened criminals. In fact, they do release them. Studies, you can look them up, show they release violent offenders quicker than nonviolent because they cost money. They don't make money. They want the little pothead who got caught with a half pound of weed he was selling because he'll work good in the call center or making license plates or furniture in prison industries. People say, well, make them prisoners work. They don't even have air conditioning in Texas, folks. You know, it gets like 110 here. People die. You're like, good, they're all prisoners. Wait till you're in there for no reason. and they release violent offenders back on the street and they keep the nonviolent. And then you say, well, make the prisoners work. They're competing against you on the high scale for 25 cents an hour. You think illegal aliens are driving down your wages? I mean, use your brains, folks. There's 4 million people in prison, another 7 million in the system. We have the largest prison population in the world, and it doesn't make things better. But see, Michael Moore uses a real problem and just says, release everyone. That's what communists always do. That's what Stalin did, and then made them his enforcers. That's why they're now hiring criminals with criminal backgrounds as police, even felonies, and they're hiring illegals as police. I mean, welcome to the communist model applied by fascists running the show. So Michael Moore calls for full disarmament of police once prisons cleared. He turned to Twitter Thursday morning to voice his demands. We have video of a newscast where they read the tweets. To society in the wake of civil unrest in Baltimore. We're going to go over some of those in a moment. We're going to play a newscast that breaks that down. But understand, you've got the White House saying that's the police's fault. They're going to federalize them. You've got the mayor basically saying that. And now Freddie Gray's death has been ruled a homicide. Officers face charges. Some witnesses in the paddy wagon say he was beating his head against the wall. Who knows if that's true? Others are saying that they were beating him. I mean, are there bad cops? Could they have killed him? Could they have covered it up? Absolutely. Do we need to have a civil war over it with Michael Moore and George Soros involved? George Soros, $33 million just in Ferguson trying to get a race war. This guy just overthrew Ukraine a year and a half ago, pulling the same garbage, playing two groups off against each other, Catholics and Orthodox. And everybody just dances to his tune. He plays the flute, and everybody follows the Pied Piper. I mean, does everyone have to be chumped by George Soros and Michael Moore every time? It's just insane. It's 7277. Create unrest, create civil wars, disarm the locals, disarm the people, checkmate world government. What do you think these mop-up operations are around the world? Freddie Gray's death ruled a homicide. Officers face charges. State Attorney Marilyn Mosby, she looks like a clone of the mayor, the chief prosecutor for Baltimore, announced this morning that her office has also found probable cause to pursue criminal charges in connection with the case. Mosby announced a series of charges now facing the six police officers involved in putting Gray in custody and transporting him to the police wagon on the morning of April 12th. The charges vary for each individual but include several counts of manslaughter, second-degree assault, misconduct in the office, and false imprisonment, among others. They're now ruling his arrest illegal, so they're calling it a false imprisonment. And it may be, and they may have beat him to death, and manslaughter would be the charge. I don't think they knew they were killing him. And look, I'm not even defending the cops, folks. And I'm not saying all Eastern cops are bad. In my experience, East Coast cops have at least been the most rude and mean to me. But I've run into some bad ones in rural areas in Texas as well. It's just unaccountable bullies. Some departments aren't like that, but the federal culture has been pushing them in this direction, giving them the armaments, driving the phony drug war, incarcerating the peaceful people, giving them this killer training, turning them from peace officers and guardians of the Republic more and more into these attack dog enforcers, and then they sit back and watch the fire they started consume the country, hyping every event up, even though police violence is actually flat. You look at the studies out there. And all I can say is, man, you drive through a poor white area, poor black area, poor mixed area. I drove through East Austin down Maynard Road yesterday. Because my dad's semi-retired, so he does dentistry. It's kind of like a community service. He still does it for poor kids and stuff like that, so I drove way out where he works sometimes part-time as a pediatric dentist. And I drove back from far East Austin. It's actually kind of nice to right through East Austin. And let me tell you, folks, most of those people aren't working. And, I mean, I'm going to say it, big, giant groups of thug white people, black people, Hispanics, mixed gangs. And they were acting like gangs. They were bugging their eyes out. They were saying stuff to me at red lights. And I had to control myself, not roll down the window. I mean, it's... You want to, just like Charles Barkley said, hey, you want to disarm the local police, man, and then disarm the people, do you know what's coming? Because let me tell you, I'm not knocking everybody out in East Austin. There's some nice restaurants and nice people over there. But on the streets yesterday, driving home at about 7 o'clock, broad daylight, I mean, it was scary. I grew up going to bad areas in Dallas. I mean, it was worse than that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So on Mother's Day, when the rest of you are doing tulips and daisies, Mark and I are taking his mom out to fire her brand new AR-15 built from her AR-15 rifle kit that he bought her at guns80.com for Mother's Day. And guess what? She actually helped put it together. She built the gun herself. Mark's mom is pretty awesome. So on Mother's Day, we're going to lunch and then we're going to the range, and Mark's mom is going to show us how it's done. Get your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift at guns80.com. Get an AR-15 kit. guns80.com. Go to guns80.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack. The three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
By the way, there's no shortage of out-of-control police videos. There's a new one we're going to cover at the start of the next segment of the police without a warrant busting down a door and then releasing an attack dog on someone who's done nothing. This is part of the federal and global training, and this is part of the federalization. Steve Watson's written a story about it. It's on InfoWars.com. And by the way, the guy's white, being attacked. And when you look at this, you understand the federal government is the group ignoring the Bill of Rights and Constitution on borders and debt and sovereignty and energy and military operations on every front. Now it's come out, witnesses are going to testify to Congress that the NSA spied on the Supreme Court and blackmailed them. Of course, how do you think they've got so-called conservative justices getting ready to vote to, you know, teach five-year-old boys how to wear dresses? And have internships with Leslie of Austin fame. And we've got Michael Moore, quote, next demand, disarm the police. And he goes through more of these quotes. I want every African-American currently incarcerated for drug crimes or nonviolent offenses released from prison today. How about everybody, Moore? See, it's just sick. And Michael Moore goes on. You know, he's not eating Michelle's lunches. Pushing this. Michael Moore calls for full disarmament of police, wants prisons basically empty. And then we have a memorandum 7277 that was enacted outside of law, but then on September 26, 1961, public law 87-297 was signed by Kennedy. And we even have the seal on the scan, authentication, U.S. government information, GPO. We have a document cam shot on that for TV viewers. Just pull back and I'll show them. There you go. There it is. Again, if you're a radio listener, there's a whole other dimension to this show. Infowars.com/show. And send that link to friends, family, email it, Facebook, Twitter. That's how we get more people to actually watch what we're doing to see that we're not making this stuff up. So that's the plan. I mean, the feds give the tanks, give the training to the police. Hollywood promotes on every cop show I watch. I mean, I watched on a plane ride back from L.A. giving a speech a month ago. I talked about it. Chicago PD's name of the show. And they tortured someone every 5 minutes. It was basically torture porn. And the way they situationally set it up, I would have tortured people too. I mean, the way that cops are good guys in the show, they're doing it for the right reason, they turn out to be right, that's not how the real world works when you start torturing people. You get tyranny, you get fake confessions, that's why free countries ban it. That's why tyrannical countries love it. North Korea loves it. George Washington would execute you if he caught you doing it. Because you lose the moral high ground, you get bad intel. It is the blood of tyranny. It is the ether of corruption. It is the oxygen of oppression to have torture and secret arrest and spying and not having due process. So cops are watching these cop shows where they're slamming people's head in the ground and busting down doors and releasing police dogs on people without warrants, and they go out thinking that's cool to do. And you know what? A lot of the times they're right, and it is a bad guy, and they find the drugs. They find the child porn. They find the underage prostitutes. They find the meth lab. There are a bunch of degenerates with a starving kid and a baby carriage in the back or a crib. But it erodes everything, and then none of us are safe, and a greater evil comes in. That's how you corrupt the country, and it's happened. And now they politically charged these police, maybe reasonable, may not be. But you know, if they don't get convicted and if they don't get life in prison, nothing else will be enough. I saw there were more unrest in Philadelphia now yesterday. And it's spreading to other areas. And what about if you go to the hip-hop rock star websites, every day there's new videos of white people all over the country being beaten up because they're white. I talk about East Austin. You can't hardly go at night into the edge of East Austin where they have really nice restaurants and a lot of cool stuff. And by the way, it wasn't this way 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I used to be on Access Television, where I started 20 years ago, and I was still there up until 10 years ago. But too many fans were showing up, so I had to quit using them. They had nice studios, still over there. And I'd eaten all the barbecue places and all the places that, and all the soul food places that are still there and really popular today. And areas were dangerous where the drugs were sold, but other than that, if you were white, you didn't get attacked because you were white. You do get attacked now. And the media tries to cover it up, but it's serious. So where's the anger and the riots for all the white people getting beaten to death and getting shot by racist black people? See, because it's being framed as a race war, not as anti-militarization of police, and the feds are posing as
favorites. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLive.com. 50% off. High quality colloidal silver, silver bullet. Buy two X2 Nation iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off silver bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio with a big D. Comes out of the Virginia swamp, cool and slow, with plenty of precision, and a vacuum narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I plan to be live.
Transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You are the resistance.
It's that's Alex. That's good intro. Only I can interrupt my own intro. I actually directed the cutting of that intro. I should know that it's a long one. One last breath, the four winds blow. Better raise your ears. The sound of hooves knock at your door. Walk up. Walk up. Cook your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade. Well, I tell you, I am butchering my English here today. Leather steeds, they ride. They come to take your life. You know, I realize we actually send a feed out to some affiliates that doesn't even have music on it. And I'm told it's pretty hilarious where I'm here singing and stuff, and there's no music. You know what? Let's do that again. Back that intro up and go back to InfoWars.com, and let's restart the intro of this segment with the Texas Big Beat Radio bringing us in. Let's go ahead and roll that now if we can. And then we will open the phones up and give the number out and get into a bunch of other news that I have not yet hit here today.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio with a Big Beat. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others mean a roof of the western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade, because now you've got some company. The New World Order is drawing nearer. On tyrannical steeds they ride. They come to take your life. Onto the dead of night. See the four horsemen ride. That is written by Dave Mustaine, performed by Metallica. Oh, yeah! All right, let me get back into the transmission here. I want to take your phone calls. And I want to specifically just get to you and move to the next person. Then Jakari joins us for 20 minutes. Then I will continue with phone calls throughout the entire transmission today. We do have some special reports we're going to premiere here today, and a special report I want to air from last night's nightly news. On the Jade Helm front, then I'm just going to move on to later in the next hour. There were hundreds of new articles today, over 100, with the term Jade Helm Alex Jones in them. There were 365 yesterday, so they're cooling down a bit for now, I guess catching their breath to follow the new talking points. But mission accomplished. This is in the Dallas Morning News today. Mr. Abbott, Alex Jones is over the moon for you, by Mike Drago. Guess he's a dragon that wants to eat our freedoms. And he just goes into making fun of me and the governor. How dare the governor try to stop Obama opening the borders? How dare the governor want to actually not shut down all our power plants? And how dare I say that he's doing a good job so far, which is very rare in this country, with telling the U.S. military under Obama's command, do not engage in unconstitutional operations. I mean, Abbott knows there's a power grab going on. Half of Congress has been quoted saying we're going into total tyranny and that the president's operating as a dictator. I mean, is anybody looking around? We're just supposed to, you know, be ridiculed. Oh, you're saying there's a power grab. Ha, ha, ha. I'm Mike Drago. It's insane. It's over the top. And this is just one that I had time to scan over, and they follow the same talking point as was in the Statesman, and I can't tell you. I looked at more than 30 or 40 articles that had this narrative in it. So, see, they follow an exact narrative. They make fun of the fact that we sell vitamins and minerals on the website. Of course, if you go to the Dallas Morning News, they have ads for vitamins and minerals as well. In fact, I was on there this morning and noticed because of what was in the keywords in the article, there were actually articles for vitamins and minerals right next to it. Isn't it horrible? We sell methylcobalamin that's much more bioavailable and basically able to be absorbed by the body. We sell basically the pharmaceutical grade to the public. That's what methylcobalamin is. It's what you inject, but this is for in the mouth. Isn't it horrible that we fund ourselves and we don't get government contracts and government payment for PR, like the Dallas Morning News and BLO is on record doing. Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. Did you hear Alex Jones? Did you hear he funds his own operation? He sells T-shirts and books and videos and non-GMO seeds and high-quality water filters. And then he funds his own operation? That is so evil. It's so shameful. It's like he's a televangelist preacher or something. And then they go on to say that you can get vitamin B12 bottle twice as big for $19 on Amazon, and ours is $19.95 when it's on sale, $24.95 when it's not. Do you understand you could buy a bottle of B vitamins for like $5, but it's synthetic, absolute toxic crud? I mean, do you understand that it cost me more than $10 a bottle for Secret 12? And then we mark it up and fund the operation. But most vitamin companies mark it up 4, 5, 6, 7 times. We mark it up once or once and a half. Unprecedented quality. DNA Force has over $50 of product in it. That's an industry game changer. We've got products that are $14.95 that are high quality. We got stuff that's $130. We're not ashamed of it. Oxy powder, life-changing. It's not even marked up 100%. It's marked up like 75%. How do you think I pay for reporters and plane tickets and TV studios and satellites and bandwidth? It's incredible how expensive this is. And by the grace of God and your support, we're able to continue to be on air and even grow some. But in the face of the enemy, I want to really grow. I want to really fight these people. But it just doesn't work. It shows how there's a talking point on how to attack us, and these people all then plagiarize each other. That's what it is. This is almost a carbon copy of the Austin American Statesman written by another guy. It was another guy who wrote that. Can we check? There's a bunch of these. Is this all the same guy? I don't think so. I saw different names. Mission accomplished, Mr. Abbott. Alex Jones is over the moon for you. No, I'm not. I had Ron Paul on yesterday. Highly respected statesman all over the world. Speaks to parliaments around the planet. Everything he's talked about is coming true. And he said, no, I think Abbott's doing a pretty good job right now. And I didn't even support him, Paul said. But he said, yeah, he's really doing good. That's so refreshing. And he may disappoint us. God, I hope he doesn't. But if he does disappoint us, it's because scum like the Dallas Morning News have bullied him or his staff into believing that they're in control. It was the Patriots that put Governor Abbott in Texas, and he knows that. And he knows, like they talk about in the article, that a lot of wealthy, powerful people who are patriots in Texas know what's going on and don't want to destroy the country. And they didn't make their money ripping people off like George Soros or Warren Buffett in banker bailouts and currency devaluations. They made their money by companies and having thousands of employees and building a civilization in Tejas. And we don't want to see our guns taken and our country collapse and our factories shut down. We're fighting to build a future. It's why, like lifeboats, people are piling out of New York and California and Illinois and former great states like Michigan with great people. They're here flooding. 500 people move to Austin a day. It was like that a year ago, a week. Flooding to Dallas, flooding to Houston, flooding to San Antonio. And it's not that we're perfect. It's just that we're polite. People are nice. There's still jobs. There's lower taxes. Cost of living's lower. But the thing is, the people coming here from the states they destroyed don't even know why they're coming. They don't know why they're coming here other than they can get a job. And then they honk at you for no reason. They cuss at you. They yell at you. They cut in front of you. I was sitting there a few weekends ago with my kids, had my hand on the counter, ordering food at this little diner. And this woman jerked the menu out from under my elbow, and there was a whole stack of them right by there, and she aggressively looked at me, wanting to have a petty power trip, and I just said, I forgive you. I understand you don't have any power in your life, and you wanted to be aggressive. There's a whole stack of menus right there. And she started going, what? What? She started giggling. And I went, it's okay. Did you just move here in the last 6 months from California? And she went, I did, you Texans. I told the story one time as I was driving my truck around at a P. Terry's hamburger place with my kids after I took them to Barton Springs, and it's a local hamburger chain. I don't eat at chains, you know, national chains. It's a local one. And these women just walk in front of me when I'm already rolling like 1 mile an hour up to the window. And they go, what's your problem? What's your problem? Look at that big truck. Look at that big truck. What's your... And I went, hey, I'm not here to get barked at by you. I'm real friendly to get in my face. What, you're from California, aren't you? By the way, I'm not knocking. Good Californians, the best people in the world. We got a lot of affiliates in California. Beautiful, wonderful state. My gosh, you're in Newport Beach in the south. Places like Santa Cruz in the central area. I mean, it's I'd live there. Used to be like Texas 50 years ago. A bunch of Oklahomans in Texas settled it. But not anymore, folks. And now the people who can't get jobs in California are coming here. Maybe that'll fix California. And then there were more people walking up to the window there, because they also have a middle window for people to walk up to get food. And they're like, what's your problem, buddy? For these trendies. And I went, what's my problem? She just bowed up and got in my face and started cussing at me. I forgot that part. In front of my kids. I'm just simply speaking back in a somewhat raised tone, explaining that, you know, it's not bad that I have a truck. And that, you know, my family, you know, lives here, and they got so angry, they got so upset. We're going to launch the phone system up there, and then after we boot that, I'm going to give the phone number out. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Where do you think Jade Helm and the move to federalize police is going? Will they be successful starting riots this summer? There's now no doubt. It doesn't mean the police state's good, but they're contriving the anger now because this is their problem reaction solution. What do we do to derail it? Can it be stopped? 800-259-9231. Freddie Gray's death has been ruled a homicide. Officers face charges. The man who filmed the Freddie Gray video has been arrested at gunpoint. That sounds very suspicious and real police state activity and absolutely the type of thing that'll discredit the police department and allow them to be federalized. But see, it's an inside job. They're already federalized through their mayor and others that are best buddies of Obama who ordered the stand down. If the cops did wrong, you got to hang them out to dry. Kevin Moore, the man who filmed Freddie Gray's brutal arrest, has now himself been arrested following harassment and intimidation from Baltimore police. Moore was arrested at gunpoint last night, along with two other members of Cop Watch Group, dedicated to filming, documenting police work. The video of Gray's arrest shot shortly before the man suffered spinal injuries, which the police custody that led to his death. Moore claims that despite having cooperated with two detectives in Baltimore Police Department's Office of Internal Oversight and given them the video, police posted his photo and told the public that he was wanted for questioning, asking police to identify him. So they came out and got him. That is pure harassment if true. Irate congressman gives cops easy rule. Just follow the bleeping Constitution. But again, Michael Moore just says the answer is disarm police. No, that's not the answer. That's why you got to watch out when they say don't let police have semi-autos, don't let them have rifles, you know, don't let them in big cities have an armored vehicle. It's one thing if they got one armored vehicle for a hostage situation or bank robbery a few times a year, or SWAT team raids on actual violent, you know, known killers. But to have fleets of them, to have general police being trained, to have it being expanded, to have those tactics, no, it's very dangerous. But I don't care if police have a 223 rifle in case somebody's shooting at folks from 100 yards away and they got to shoot them. I mean, look, let the public have guns. Let the police have guns. That's how you circumvent Public Law 87-297 and the memorandum from the UN 7277 that says they'll use civil unrest in different countries, including the U.S., for total disarmament, and that is their plan. Read it and weep. Did you know there's a law in the books for total disarmament? They're just afraid to try to implement it. Now, to the Dallas Morning News chagrin, when I read this morning, I came in and said, you know what? You don't like us selling high-quality colloidal silver or super male vitality or high-quality vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, the highest quality. Just it's I've taken, because I have a prescription for it, what's in the bottle you inject into your fat. That's one of the few prescriptions I have. You get it from a medical doctor. With what we sell, it's basically the same thing. One little bottle of it that's maybe a tenth of what is in our bottle is like $35 per bottle. So it's incredibly low price. Dallas Morning News attacks it and the governor. I mean, again, they don't say J-Helm isn't real. They don't say we're not militarized. They lie and say that I say total martial law is coming. No, it's already here to a great extent. And they lie and say that it's basically a crap product with no proof. Well, we have 50% off Silver Bullet, period, and free shipping. Get two bottles and get the fluoride shield that has the nascent iodine and four other chelators, detoxers, in it. Try it. That's why we're so successful, because it's high-quality product. People get results, and then you reorder, and we can fund the operation. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm extending it. It was over this morning. I'm extending it through Monday morning now for the Dallas Morning News.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Last year, in a Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana Food Storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I was a highwayman.
I was a highwayman.
Along the coach roads I did ride.
Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol.
With sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Willie Nelson turned 81, what, yesterday?
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Again, just for the Dallas Morning News and the Austin American Statesman, and no exaggeration, I saw at least 30 articles the last few days attacking the fact that I sell supplements. Look, he says we're becoming a militarized society and the NSA spying on us, and that we don't need checkpoints on the highways, and we don't need death panels, and he sells high-quality nutraceuticals and T-shirts and videos and water filters. Why? They had the amazing Randy come out and say, I'm a con man because I sell high-quality, registered, certified water filters. So, you know what? I don't just extend sales. I'll add something else is what I tend to do. This is going through Monday morning, and then I promise it will end Monday morning. It's time to cut off Monday at midnight. Specials extended till Monday at midnight. 50% off Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. Free shipping. Buy two Nation Iodine, get a free fluoride shield. Or two Silver Bullets, get a free fluoride shield. Buy two Silver Bullets, get one fluoride shield free, as I said, and free shipping. The Alex Pack Challenge. Get free shipping with the Supermel Vitality, the Oxy Powder, and the X2 Nation Iodine. Free shipping on all of these specials, as well as X2, Supermel Vitality, and Oxy Powder individually. All these specials at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And just for all the folks that think glyphosate and fluoride's good for us, like the amazing Randy, who says that fluoride's good for you, the feds just cut fluoride by law in the water by 50%, and they banned it in pesticide. Yeah, punk. We are real. You are not, scum. Just because you got a big beard and you're a gay wizard doesn't mean you know everything, punk. Let's continue. Water 2.0 promo code, 20% off all ProPure water filtration. By the way, I want to challenge the amazing wizard, the amazing Randy. I'm not bashing him because he's gay. He should have advertised his documentary. It was about how he's gay and with his boyfriend sitting on his lap the whole time. It was one of the most boring films I ever saw. I feel like I was robbed of 2 hours. But anyways, he pontificates that I'm a con man. You are a con man, in my view. In fact, you admit you were a magician that spent his life fooling people, and now you tell people about the tricks. No, that's what I do. I was never a magician, and I expose people like you. I'm not a sleight-of-hand guy. I'm a hard charger. That's what I am. That's what I do. Water 2.0 promo. You put water 2.0 or water 20 into the at checkout, and you get 20% off all ProPure water filtration supplies, systems, stainless steel, you name it. And the studies are there, and the taste test videos are there. Super high quality. But imagine how kooky I am. I think you should filter your water. You'd have to be a nutbag to not filter your water. You'd have to be crazy. I drink filtered water out of my G2 ProPure. When I travel, I take a little one with me. I use reverse osmosis to cook, and I drink, because I like the flavor of it, Aquapana. I own no stock in it, but it really is a good Italian water. And Randy, you look like you've been drinking some fluoride, so keep drinking it, punk. The guy's a nobody. I don't know why I'm attacking him. It's just I'm sick of all these people. I'm tired of everyone. You should have called your movie Adventures with a Gay Wizard. And then I would have been, you know, honest and said it was a very boring movie about a creepy old man. I mean, I'd get tired of any movie if it was a couple looked like Marilyn Monroe after an hour of her sitting on some guy's lap. You know. Anyways, we're going to go to break now, but those specials all in, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Your calls, Jakari Jackson, tons of news I haven't gotten to. Stay with
Thank
us.
Thank you for listening.
Stay
to
with
TV
us.
TV.
I'm crazed today. I'm
Visit
coming up live. I can't stop it.
Today.
I can't help it. Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Mel Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.